infrequently in our human journey, life-changing days come along with their moment of redefinition and a clearly drawn line between past and future. After we cross that line, life will never be the same, even though we don't comprehend that reality at the time. Only later do we realize the discontinuity, begin to grasp the rupture that redefined time from that day forward. Initially, I did this therapeutic work for Molly. I never considered not doing it. I love her deeply and wanted to help her further relearn life without her sister. I did it for Amy, also deeply loved, to know her better and to re-examine the gift of her life. I did it for my family, the growth and understanding of all of us in the aftermath of this shattering loss. Ultimately, I recognized that I had done it for myself as well, without acknowledging or understanding this truth at the beginning. The desire to write about our experience came from deep inside me, a beckoning so powerful that I simply accepted it. Molly's return to Indiana to work on her sibling grief inspired our family pilgrimage. In writing about it from my point of view, I came to understand the story better and to learn more about who I was and am in it. I am a psychologist by training, but in these pages, I'm a mother telling her story. To write these words is part of my healing as a human being and a grieving mother. From the opening of Heart Work, a family pilgrimage inspired by sibling grief by Mary Jane Gandor. Cancer and grief. I'll wager far too many of us have had to deal with these overwhelming life events and heartbreakers in our lives and the lives of those we love. But how many of us have taken the journey set out in Heart Work, deliberately set out on a journey, a pilgrimage, as our author tells us in her introduction? Here is the story of one family's pilgrimage, a journey from which I think we can all learn. This is one family's story after the death from cancer of their daughter, Amy, who fought the devastating diagnosis for 8 years, leaving this world at the young age of 14. I use the term story deliberately here. As we learn in Gander's thoughtful introduction, from which I just read, and as we learn as we read throughout the book, Heart Work is written as a thought-through work of nonfiction, presented with characters, with story arc, with a clear beginning and a moving conclusion. I mentioned it in an earlier review of another book that we are living, I think, in a golden age of memoir and biography. Add this one, Heart Work, to that list of nonfiction books that read as well or better than any award-winning novel. The story unfolds from chapter to chapter as our author tells the story of her two daughters. Amy has a younger sister, Molly. Her husband, their family, first as they work their way through Amy's illness and passing. Then we move to Gathering in the Heartland, where our author writes of the rage, of the confusion she felt as she began the journey in this book. And she notes the stoicism and the strong caring expressed to her in many ways by both Amy's sister Molly and by her husband, Jack. Wandering in the wilderness, the family continues moving forward with their lives. And nowhere does our author lose sight of either her husband or of her daughter Molly as she remembers and assesses their lives, their own pilgrimage. After her sister's death, her younger sister Molly will go on to finish high school and move to New York City to take up college. Holidays with Amy are remembered, and her mother tells us how holidays after her passing are different but still celebrated. Christmas is particularly noted both for its importance to their family's history and for the changes their family experiences and integrates into Christmases yet to come as they cope with life after Amy's passing. As her sister, Molly, writes about those days of Christmas after her sister's passing, "It's funny how we mark time, our state of mind, and our former levels of maturity by holidays. Every year when Christmas rolls around, it's time to look back on all the past Christmases and just remember. The story of my Christmases tells so much. She spent that entire Christmas with oxygen tubes in her nose. At the time, it didn't seem like that big of a deal to me. I had lived with her sickness as long as I could recall. Looking back, though, It's amazing that she smiled, laughed, and acted as if it were just another Christmas. I hardly realized that anything was different, for her smile gave me courage. But Christmases go on and keep us connected and grounded in our past. The magic of Christmas is that it is always there, a break from normal life, a time to just relax, and give, and receive. Christmas is a reminder that life goes on. As much as we would like to stay the same, our views of Christmas change with the years. Hard lessons must be learned. Friends change, and people die. Yet every year, Christmas rolls around full of cheer and giving, no matter what our lives are like. It doesn't skip anybody. It doesn't wait for good times or bad times. It just comes, regardless. The story, this true story, comes to a gentle climax for me when our author reflects upon the poet Rainer Maria Rilke's famed advice to a young poet, which she takes to heart as she reflects on her own and her family's journey into the unknown pondering of Amy's death at such an early age. As our author writes, quoting first Rainer Maria Rilke in Letters to a Young Poet, "I would beg you, dear sir, as well as I can, to have patience with everything unresolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers which could not be given to you now, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps then, someday far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer." Our author picks up. Mine was an interior pilgrimage, a journey of the heart. I returned home in fits and starts. The wilderness was dense and evoked challenging emotions for me, but it was also strangely absorbing and gratifying. I wandered there for years, investigating and processing what had happened during our family's work together, as well as during our daughter's childhoods, Amy's illness, and those lonely years after her death. I tentatively returned early as a psychotherapist doing her work, and later more solidly as a retired person writing to relearn her life. Pilgrimage, she continues, requires courage, risk, and vulnerability at the outset, and probably just as much at the return. Over and over, we surrender our control during the journey. Pilgrimage does not inspire us to change so much as it changes us. Simply yearning for self-transformation through the grace of pilgrimage holds no guarantees. Sometimes our change is not planned or voluntary. It may not be what we were anticipating. Often it is irreversible. We bring this experience back into our lives. The return from a pilgrimage can feel like the beginning of another pilgrimage, but this time with enhanced gifts of compassion, humility, and openness. HeartWorks is honest. It is real. It will tug at your heartstrings and offer solace to your emotions. It will entice your mind to learn more and become one of those books you don't want to put down. Perhaps most movingly, HeartWorks is a story told by a family from our own community. Let me finish with words from Mary Jane Gandor's epilogue, where she writes, "I find it comforting to think that death may not be such a big deal, and that maybe it won't be cataclysmic when it happens. Maybe Amy has total perspective on her life, what it was about, where she impacted humans, how much we loved her, how much we tried, as humanly flawed as it may have been. Maybe she is mildly entertained by all this writing about grief and death, all the anguish and tears. She may have that sweet, knowing smile on her face at this moment. Maybe she doesn't even think of Molly as alone at all, for she is always with her." It's quite a moving experience, as well as a story, a true story, of one family's journey through grief. Heart Work, a family pilgrimage inspired by sibling grief. It's available at all of our fine public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.